Welcome to another Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, bringing you to places of inspiration and giving you ideas to reflect on. Joe, why have you brought me here?
Well, Ian, this is on the River Thames, as you can see. There's lots of river boats around. There's a lovely country pub called the Swan Inn. And just behind us there, or to the right, is in fact the oldest surviving bridge on the River Thames. This is Radcot Bridge. And if you were a fan of the English Civil War or a historian, then Radcot Bridge would mean an awful lot to you.
Why is that?
Because one of the biggest battles of the English Civil War took place right on this spot, and the battle was for control of that bridge. Hundreds of lives were lost.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, only a few months ago, there was a Time Team documentary doing an archaeological excavation in these fields, and they found the remains of a manor house. And when they dug it up, they found the cannonballs, the musket balls, evidence of the fire, and they pieced together the story of a huge massacre that took place with one army defending the castle that was here, the manor house, and the others attacking from the north.
Wow.
So Radcot Bridge is a very famous place, and sometimes an organisation called the Sealed Knot, who reenact Civil War battles, come here to the right spot and do a reenactment of the battle scene.
Brilliant. Wow. Yeah. And this noise that's going on in the background, they're across the water there at the back of the pub, and they're chucking lumps of wood about.
They are. It's a game very, very common in the Cotswolds called Aunt Sally. And Aunt Sally is basically a little wooden skittle that you put on top of a metal pole, and you have turns of throwing six sticks underarm from about 10 yards away to try and knock the dolly off the pole.
It's called Aunt Sally.
Aunt Sally.
Is that an old folk game or something?
It's an old folk game, yeah. It's a knocking Aunt Sally off the stool. Don't try it with your own Aunt Sally.
So what tip would you like to share with us?
I think this historical spot brings to mind the tip, except that there is never complete right or wrong. And, you know, most of the world's wars, conflicts, are caused by contrasting philosophies, doctrines, religious beliefs or political ideologies. And it's because people are entrenched in their view of life and unwilling to compromise and unwilling to listen to others. And that's just, the Civil War is just one example of any war you can think of where two people have different beliefs and they'll fight over them to the death. When you actually take a step back and you try and think of things a little bit more rationally, without being too simplistic, there is never complete right or wrong. And if you become entrenched in your view and you're convinced that you're right and everyone else is wrong, that's what causes conflict, that's what causes death. And I think if you accept that sometimes you're not completely right and others do have a valid viewpoint, be willing to listen more than speak, be willing to listen to good arguments, strong arguments, and have a more balanced judgment, then couldn't we avoid a lot of conflict in the world?
Oh, that's a really wonderful tip to share with us. Thank you very much, Joe. And if you've got any tips that you'd like to share or places that have inspired you, then we'd like to hear about them. Come along and tell us on our website on tiptours.co.uk.